Hi there, and welcome to Ditch Stitch. This is Joe.
And this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, sister.
How's it going?
Oh, it's Tuesday, which is kind of like a Friday in my house. We have two Fridays, so.
Oh, yeah. Why is it like Friday?
Because there's virtual school on Wednesday.
Oh.
So I don't have to go to work. I get to work in my jammies.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I brought along a guest today. I invited my partner, Jamie, to join us.
Hi. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Susan.
How's it going?
Good.
Welcome to Dip Stitch.
Thank you.
So I thought we would spice up our 15 minutes and learn a little bit about Jamie since I've talked about him so much. And the first thing I'd like to know, and I mentioned this several in the last episode, that you do all of the cooking.
Yeah, how does that work, Jamie?
Yeah, well, he can tell you how it works, but I also want to know, why do you love cooking?
I just like to cook. I've always enjoyed eating, and I started cooking, I guess, when I got divorced 20-something years ago. And I used to make one or two different things. And as most guys, I knew how to barbecue and make breakfast. But over the years, I've experimented with different things. And I don't mind chopping.
I hate chopping.
And you don't mind shopping, which Joe doesn't like chopping. And I don't like shopping. So we should share you, right?
Okay. I shop almost every day. I can get in and out of the supermarket in 5 to 10 minutes and get everything I need. And I actually enjoy putting a meal together. Now, I do have a lot more time than you women do. But
yeah, because you're retired.
That's right.
And keep it busy, though.
Yeah, very busy.
Well, yeah. I guess that makes sense because you get to eat, you get to enjoy the foods that you love because you shop for it, you cook it, you know, it's you're the chef, the maitre d', the waiter, the dishwasher, you know?
Yeah, at least the the pot washer. Joe does most of the dishes and I just do my precious pans.
Thank you. I was sounding kind of lame there for a minute.
Well, if the pot fits, cook in it.
I think one of the hardest parts, though, is deciding what to have to do something that's a little different because you could very easily fall into a rut.
Yes.
And have the same thing every day. And I'm always asking Joe, what do you want for dinner?
Uh-huh.
And it's usually just when she wakes up in the morning so I can determine if I have to go shopping or defrost something. And she doesn't want to talk about dinner at 7 in the morning.
Absolutely not. I want loads of coffee. I need my caffeine. I need to wake up before big questions come my way.
And as a side note, Jamie, just to give you a little history, she's always been like that. She hates mornings. I wake up in the morning and I'm exactly the way I am right now. I'm awake and I'm me. And Joanne is awake and she's somebody else for the first half hour. And then she's kind of half herself for the next few, you know, till the first couple cups of coffee. And then you're like, oh, okay. I think she's coming. She's going to show up any minute now. But no, she's so like that. And
I'm not like in a bad mood or anything.
No.
I'm confused. I'm disoriented. I'm unfocused.
How can you tell? That's the way you are most of the time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, how long have you been retired now?
About 8 years. And I was involved in local politics for a while, so that kept me busy, but it wasn't paying me anything. Now I'm kind of totally retired. I started my own business just in time for COVID.
Yeah.
So I haven't had my first client
yet.
Good
for you. Yeah.
Back in his politics days, he was the mayor.
So I have a question. So you're retired. You've got some hobbies, I know. Now, I'm going to ask you a question a lot of people are asked, but I love this question because I love hearing what people think about. But do you have a bucket list? And if you do, what is something that maybe a meal you would like to learn to cook or, you know, a place you want to visit? Or do you have a bucket list?
Not really. I've pretty much done most of the things I want to do. I'd love to paraglide or parasail, or that thing where you jump off the mountain and attach to a kite, but I'm scared to death that I'd crash myself into a mountain. So I don't think I'm going to try that.
No.
The two places that I always thought were on my bucket list, one was Hawaii, and I was afraid I'd never come back. And the other was Ireland, and I know you guys had a great time there, but there wasn't enough sunshine in any of the pictures. I really need my sunshine.
That's because your two Irish friends here eclipse the sun because we're so awesome. It pales in comparison, but it was sunny and it was warm.
It was nice.
And it smelled like goats and sheep, and that's my favorite thing. It made me not miss my dog so much because it kind of smelled like shit.
It was
in a good way. It smells like the earth, I should say. Yeah,
it did. It was drizzly. It wasn't raining every day. It was just drizzly a lot.
All right, so back to Jamie.
I think, Sue, if you ask me, it's kind of a bucket list thing. I can see myself owning a small tiki bar and doing some cooking, you know, limited menu just for fun in the sun a couple of days a week. That would be an excellent lifestyle.
Like cooking right behind the bar on a grill kind of thing, or like the little kitchen set, not as a chef in the back. Yeah, like just a one-man operation kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's great. So I noticed you didn't, your bucket list didn't include knitting, so you don't want to learn to knit.
Do you guys know that I'm here?
What do you think about knitting? There's
enough knitting for everybody on the planet.
You know, something I want to ask Jamie, a couple of things I want to know or share with the audience about Jamie is, number one, he's also a grandfather. And number two, I would like his take on our family since he's been part of our family for 24 years.
We don't have enough time for a take. Which take do you want? There's so many angles.
But what's it like having a beautiful granddaughter?
Oh, that is spectacular. That is, I always said I didn't know what love was until my children were born. And that is a true statement. But when you have a grandchild, it's just all the great things and none of the bad things. And I just love her to death. And we were walking to get a pizza one night. We were having a little date, the two of us. We were going to take a pizza and take it home. And just out of the clear blue sky, she said, "Grandpa, I love you." And I just kind of said, "Well, what color pony do you want?"
that's so nice, and it's so great that you're able to, you know, I think it's, when I think about you and her, I think how wonderful it is that you both get to visit her and your daughter and her husband, but also in the city that you love and you grew up in. I mean, me, I think how wonderful is that, because you don't live there anymore, but you have that strong connection. I think that's awesome.
Oh, it's great. And right now I'm doing a lot of the traveling down there and enjoying both Brooklyn and my granddaughter. But I'm also looking forward to when she gets just a couple years older and taking the city girl up to the lake and teaching her how to catch frogs and go fishing and do all that.
Best of both worlds. The city frog and the country frogs.
So I'm still here.
You had another question for him. Oh, our family. What's your short take?
And specifically our dad, because we already talked about mom and had mom as a guest, but Jamie and dad are also good friends.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's what's unique about our friendship is, you know, we're not that far apart in age. He does hang out with my friends when we have guys' weekends, and he does play cards and golf with my friends. And he's gotten to be a buddy. He's in our fantasy football league. And I feel like I'm his only defender with all the women in his life. I have to constantly tell you guys, give the guy a break. He made it this far. He's able to figure out how to live his life without help from all three of you.
Well, we're very attentive to him. He's 84 years old, and he's feeling his age sometimes, and we want to make sure he's okay, and we're very attentive.
I was thinking about the last visit that I was there, and you've taken him out on that boat, and we're all like, well, I don't know, and blah, blah, blah. We were like hemming and hawing like a bunch of chickens, and you're like, leave him alone, let him get on the boat. And we were like, I don't know if he can do it, he's gonna be able to step over. And he just, I think he purposefully, you know, he has selective hearing. I think he just like shut us out because you guys just kept going. It's like, wait, can he do it? Can he step over the dog? Oh no.
If I had to live with the three of you every day, I'd have selective hearing too.
Oh yeah, you'd have PPE, but it would be against us, not the virus.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, he was even mom. The last visit that they were here, mom was getting on dad's case about something really silly. And do you remember what it was? No, we don't even remember what it was. But Jamie kept saying to mom, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Oh, God.
Well, I love giving your mom a tough time. She's such a sport. And she tries to come across as such a tough nut. But
Not being the operative word.
Oh, she loves it. She does.
Well, I'll have to say when... a lot of people don't really know where my mom's coming from, what her feelings are. And so I remember Susan's husband at the time, way back when, said, I don't think your mom likes me. And I told him, I don't think my mom likes me.
Yeah, if you're basing your like on you on how she treats you, you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jamie said early on, I don't think your mom likes me.
Yeah.
And my response was, I don't think my mom likes me. But a lot of people think my mom doesn't like them, and she actually does.
Yeah, it's tough. It's all code that she won't share with us. So we haven't cracked the code quite yet, but we know she likes us because she sticks around. So we just haven't figured out how, like, if there's a signal she gives, like a secret signal. Or is it the code, like if she makes you tuna casserole, or I don't know.
Oh, or makes you applesauce at your house, but not my house.
You got to get the thingy. What's it called again? The mill. You got to get a mill. She'll be all over it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I have to say the one of the funniest things, and it doesn't really have to do with exactly what we're talking about, but she left this message on my voicemail, and I still have it to this day. I'll have to play it sometime, but I'll tell you, this is what it sounded like. Susan, you got to pick up the phone. It's important. Call me back. So I call her, I get the message, and like it was 2 hours later, and I was like, oh my God, dad is dead, or like there was, you know, somebody called and it's something bad happened. She goes, I'm at an estate sale and they have a vacuum cleaner, and I need to know if you want it because someone else is trying to buy it. Oh, she must like me because she did that. So I don't know.
Oh,
she cares about my vacuuming. So that's pretty important that I make sure I'm cleaning correctly. She wouldn't let me wait around my dirt like willy nilly, you know.
Well, I've gotten calls, messages from her that sound like it sounds like she's actually talking.
Oh,
to
yeah,
you.
That's her old thing.
No, she'll go, hello? Yeah. Hi. Okay.
Well, you know what that's from? So back in the day when we had answering machines, she thought that we'd be listening to them. So she doesn't realize how voicemail works. So she'll say, oh, you're at church? Oh, how is it going? Okay, well... sounds good. All right. Oh, you're outside. Okay. Like, it's just, it's a throwback to like when you had answering machines.
Right, right.
But she That's still does true. It. Yeah. Oh, is that what? Are you sleeping?
Well, we're running out of time again, but I wanted to just pose one more question to Jamie. What's it like living with me?
You need a whole episode to that one.
All right, let's pare it down. No, let's not. Any parting words of wisdom?
It's fantastic. It's been terrific. And I love the relationship you have with your sister, nice. Susan.
And oh, I love Susan. You too, Jamie. It's
fun being with you guys.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, honey.
I'll tell you, I love you. My mother likes you too. And the coach for that is. Just kidding. Well, it's been great. I'm glad we were able to catch up, Jamie. Thanks again. Love you. And we will talk soon, sister.
All right, dip sister. Stitch out. Bye-bye.